This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. State and federal authorities have thwarted a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to target police and the state capitol. The FBI and the state of Michigan announced charges Thursday against 13 people, 6 on federal charges and 7 on state charges. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the alleged conspirators plotted to take hostages at the Michigan Capitol building, then switched to a plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer at her vacation home.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
At a news conference, Whitmer, who has been criticized for her tough regulations implemented to stop the spread of the coronavirus, said President Donald Trump has encouraged militias and white supremacists through his rhetoric.
Our head of state has spent the past 7 months denying science, ignoring his own health experts, stoking distrust, fomenting anger.
There's no indication in the complaint that the men were inspired by Trump. Authorities also have not publicly said whether the men were angry about Whitmer's coronavirus orders. The status of future presidential debates is up in the air with less than a month before the vote. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The day started with the debate commission deciding the next debate in Miami will be virtual because President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The response from the White House:
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, the president said he wants an in-person debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate is ridiculous.
The president's campaign wants to push the last two debates back a week. The Biden campaign countered, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's at the table and ready to negotiate a coronavirus aid package, even after President Donald Trump halted talks abruptly. Pelosi said she told Trump's chief negotiator she is willing to consider a measure to prop up the airline industry, but only if that aid comes alongside a broader bill with health protocols that Democrats say are needed to crush the virus.
I'm hopeful because it has to be done. If the president wants to wait until he wins the election, well, that might be an eternity. But if he wants to wait until after the election, then that would be unfortunate.
On Fox News's Mornings with Maria program, President Trump said negotiations are underway for relief for the airlines and individual checks, among other issues.
We started talking again, and we're talking about airlines, and we're talking about a bigger deal than airlines. We're talking about a deal with $1,200 per person. We're talking about other things.
Earlier this week, the president had said that negotiations would be off until after the election next month. However, he changed course and said he wanted to continue talking about relief for specific segments of the economy. The European Commission has reached a deal for the antiviral drug remdesivir. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The EC says it sealed a deal with pharmaceutical company Gilead to buy 500,000 treatment courses of remdesivir. No treatment has yet proved able to prevent serious illness after the coronavirus infection, but the antiviral drug has helped some COVID-19 patients recover faster. Remdesivir was approved as a treatment for the coronavirus by the Commission in July. Now, this agreement will allow countries to purchase the drug for immediate use and stockpiling needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American poet Louise Glick has won the Nobel Prize in Literature for her candid and uncompromising work. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The 77-year-old Yale professor first rose to critical acclaim with her 1986 collection of poems entitled Firstborn. She went on to become one of the most celebrated poets in contemporary America, winning multiple U.S. literary awards, including the U.S. Pulitzer Prize in 1993. While she draws on her own experiences in poetry, Gluck, who is twice divorced and suffered from anorexia in her younger years, explores universal themes that resonate with readers in the United States and abroad. In 2015, then-President Barack Obama honored Gluck with the National Medal of Arts and Humanity.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.